This is KUT. In Texas, it's no longer possible to send chronically absent students to criminal court for missing school. Lawmakers decriminalized truancy last legislative session. Instead, schools must manage those issues internally, using the civil court as a last resort. But as KUT's Kate McGee reports, many cities across Texas have a law on the books that still allow law enforcement to file criminal charges against a student for not being in class. Juvenile curfew.
Lunchtime is wrapping up at Austin High School, just west of downtown. As students walk back in the school, Austin ISD police officer Chris Roddy walks out. He heads towards the Mopac Highway underpass, where there are some trails. He patrols this area daily for kids who may be skipping school.
And so these would be those little areas that, you know, our kids might tend to migrate down to, into the river, kind of the creek bed here, be out of sight, little quiet spots, and engage and activitize.
We didn't see any students. Officer Roddy says most kids who skip school try to do it in the morning. Roddy sees himself as an integral part of the education process here. He makes sure kids stay on campus and get an education. If they leave, they've violated the city of Austin's daytime juvenile curfew ordinance. Students aren't allowed on the street by themselves between 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., school hours. If they're caught, students can be given a Class C misdemeanor ticket and are sent to municipal court.
When it's appropriate, and I think when it's applicable, and when it's needed to reinforce, you know, the expectation that you're going to adhere to policies, if you need to be cited and appear in court, I think that's appropriate.
The juvenile curfew ordinance was implemented in Austin in the early 1990s. It was aimed at addressing this rising fear of juvenile crime. Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio also have daytime curfews. Back then, juveniles made up 12% of all arrests in Austin. That number has since dropped to 3%. When it started, police say the law was less about keeping kids in school.
I think that is more of why the tool is necessary to ensure that juveniles aren't in a position to commit crimes.
That's Assistant Chief Troy Gay with the Austin Police Department. APD and Austin ISD police say they ticket students as a last resort. First, they issue warnings. But AISD Police Chief Eric Mendez says if a student habitually leaves campus, there has to be consequences. Since the state decriminalized chronic absenteeism, some wonder if it's time to decriminalize juvenile curfew violations, too. Ellen Morris is the director for Children Law and Policy at the University of Houston Law Center.
To criminalize a child's behavior, whether it's on a curfew law or a truancy or any kind of minor infraction, all that it really does is pull a child into the system that might never really end up in the system.
Morris says the juvenile curfew law came out of a time when there was a fear of the mythical juvenile super predators, ruthless teenagers who would commit crimes without remorse.
And when they came in groups, they were even more dangerous, the whole idea of the gangs. So that puts the fear in everyday people, and it puts the fear in the police.
The rise of zero tolerance in schools, the use of expulsions and alternative school placements, and also police and courts to address student behavior was certainly a reaction to that fear of extreme things happening if kids aren't, you know, punished in sort of these extreme zero tolerance methods.
That's Morgan Craven with the social justice advocacy group Texas Appleseed. But those so-called super predators never showed up. Juvenile crime has declined ever since. Police credit the juvenile curfew for curbing that crime. But Morris and Craven say juvenile crime was already on the decline when these laws were enacted. Morris says schools should be looking at reasons why a student may not be going to class in the first place.
If you really want to keep children in school, then you have to come up with what it's going to do to keep them there. And making them a criminal is not going to keep them in school.
Austin ISD doesn't issue a lot of daytime juvenile curfew tickets. They wrote a little less than 400 during the last school year, and APD wrote about 20. But that was the first year truancy was decriminalized statewide. In that time, the number of juvenile curfew tickets written by Austin ISD police increased 30% from the previous year. This afternoon, we'll hear what happens once a juvenile curfew citation is given out in Austin. Kate McGee, KUT News.